Recorded. All right. Well, as was already stated, the title of our message tonight is Getting Out of Your Comfort Zone. And tonight we want to keep it simple. We have kind of two main points. We want to talk about the why we're talking about this, why it's important to get out of our comfort zone. And we want to talk about the how. How do we do this? How can we practice this as disciples? And so Hannah and I are excited to be sharing some scriptures tonight, to be sharing our hearts for this topic. And let me just start by saying that we all need this lesson. We all need this. Open up your heart tonight. I guarantee you there is at least one area in your life that God is calling you outside of your comfort zone. And you can be turning your Bibles over to Matthew chapter 14. That's going to be our kind of main scripture for tonight. And so before we get into more of the why, let's first read this story here in Matthew 14. And I think there's things we can learn from it as we want to adopt the right heart of why we should be getting out of our comfort zone. So we're going to start in Matthew 14, verse 22. It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Verse 25, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. We'll stop there. One of the main reasons why we don't get out of our comfort zone is because we are scared, is because we are fearful. And in verse 26, when they saw Jesus walking on the lake, it says they were not just scared, but terrified, right? They were crying out in fear. To me, that doesn't sound like an ideal time to be uncomfortable, or to take a step of faith, or to get out of your comfort zone if you're already feeling terrified. In fact, it sounds like a time to be comfortable, right? To find safety, to call out for your mom, to do something that's gonna bring safety and comfort in this moment as they're terrified. But what do we see happen next? Jesus speaks to them and he says, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. I love that Jesus says this to his disciples in this moment that they're fearing. And he wanted to comfort them even while they were feeling terrified and scared and uncomfortable. His heart was, hey, it's okay. I am here. He wanted to reassure them that things were going to be okay, even in the midst of this storm, in this uncomfortable situation. And why were things going to be okay? Simply because he was there. It was Jesus. And there's probably, going with this thought, there's probably a reason why in the Bible, over 100 times, scripture says, fear not, or do not be afraid. We see this throughout the Old and New Testament. God is getting this message across to us to not be afraid. And in the same way, when we're afraid to step out of our comfort zone for God, whether that be sharing our faith or having a tough talk with someone, God is saying to us in those moments, don't be afraid. I'm right here. I'm with you. And again, if our audio is spotty in any way, let us know. Our Wi-Fi has been a little bit weird. But Jesus is the game changer in this passage. Him coming on the scene changes their whole experience as they're on this boat in the storm. And what happens right after Jesus says this to them? Peter says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus says, come. So let's get this straight. Peter goes from being terrified to now being willing to step out onto the lake, onto the crazy waves, because it's Jesus on the other side of his comfort zone. He says, Lord, if it's you, right? If it was anybody else besides Jesus, then he wouldn't have done it. But because it was Jesus, he says, tell me to come to you. Because he knows he can trust Jesus. He doesn't say, this is probably what I would have said in this moment. He doesn't say, Lord, if it's you, get in the boat, right? Or Lord, if it's you, shut down this storm, right? We've seen you do all these miracles before, Jesus. No, he doesn't say that. He says, tell me to come to you. You see, Peter got out of his comfort zone because he wanted to be with Jesus. What about you? And because this was Peter's heart, he starts walking on the water. Whoa! I mean, imagine this being you. You're walking on water as if it's a concrete floor. What a wild experience for any human being to experience. This is a faith-building moment, but it only happened for Peter because he wanted to come to Jesus. He wanted to step out of his comfort zone, not to impress the other disciples in the boat, but to come to Jesus and to do it for him. But as that's his original motive, then it says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. And so in that moment, Jesus brings him up out of the water. And he says, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And so when Peter was focused on Jesus, which should be our why, he was walking on water. But when he was focused on the wind and the waves, he was sinking. So what can we take from this as we talk about this idea of getting out of our comfort zone? Well, here's what we can take from it. What we focus on in life will determine whether or not we will step out of our comfort zone. What we focus on in life will determine whether or not we're going to get out of our comfort zone. If you're too focused on what other people think of you, like your classmates or coworkers, family, maybe even other disciples, then you probably won't step outside your comfort zone. But if you're also, you might be too focused on failing and making a mistake, embarrassing yourself. That also is not the thing to focus on, just like he shouldn't have focused on the wind and the waves. But if you're focused on being close to Jesus, coming closer to Jesus, wanting to please Jesus, then he's going to say to you, do not fear. You got this. And we will have a victory in stepping outside of our comfort zone. Does that make sense, guys? But it's about what we're focusing on. And I think the fact that Jesus asks him after he falls into the water and he says, why did you doubt? I think Jesus is asking us, you, that same question today. As you think about what it looks like for you to step outside your comfort zone, he's asking, why are you doubting? Why are you doubting that I can use you? Right? He's saying, hey, Brittany, hey, Buka, hey, Grace, hey, Renan, why doubt? Where is your faith? Why can't you trust me even in those moments? And so we have to identify these things that are stopping us. We're going to get into that more later. But in short, what we take from this passage here, incredible passage, is that the reason why we should be willing to step outside of our comfort zone is to be with Jesus. to please him, to be where he is. That's our why. That's why we're talking about this tonight. It's to honor God. We don't do it for people or just to look bold to others or even just to feel good about ourselves. No, we do it for Jesus, to honor God, to be used by God so people can know the love of God. We do it to become like Christ, to imitate him, because Christ lived an uncomfortable life. I think we can all agree with that. And so we do this, we get out of our comfort zone for Jesus and to connect with Jesus. Amen. Jesus, in this moment, calls Peter way out of his comfort zone, right? And Jesus will do the same for us. He's calling us to walk on the water as well. But if you want to walk on water, campus, you have to get out of the boat. You have to let Jesus call you out of whatever your comfort zone may be, which varies for all of us. And so another reason why we should be willing to step out of our comfort zone is because the Holy Spirit is within you as a disciple. And that Spirit of God is the same Spirit that's saying, don't be afraid, fear not. And that Spirit is living within us 24/7. And that Spirit enables us to do things that we couldn't do on our own. And so I'm going to pass it over to Hannah for her to share about why the Holy Spirit should help us and be our why.
Okay. So, you know, I was thinking about this topic around comfortability, and there was this time back in college where I just remember really wanting to learn what it meant to walk by the Spirit. Like, I had been a Christian for maybe 5-6 years at that point, probably less, for maybe 4 years. And I knew that I got the Holy Spirit when I was baptized, but I never really felt like I fully understood what it meant. I think, there were just some aspects of walking by the Spirit and what that meant that I was missing in my life. And so I don't remember what year it was in college, but there was this book that came out that I think Mark and I kind of read it at the same time. It wasn't planned though, right? No, I don't know. We read it at the same time, but we weren't really friends at that time. It was our dark days. Some of you guys know about that. Anyway, I also remember that about this time. But anyway, this book was called Forgotten God, and it's by Francis Chan. And like the second part of the title is Reversing Our Tragic Neglect of the Holy Spirit. And there are a few things that I remember from this book, but the thing that stands out to me the absolute most is this idea and like the connection that he was making between our comfort and the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to share some of those things that I learned back in that time with you guys today. And also, I was looking for this book. Mark and I had two copies. So I really think some of y'all have our book. So if I could get that back, that would be great. Because that would
be New Jersey people.
Yeah, maybe. Someone has my books. I want to read John 14, verse 26. I'm going to read it in a few translations, but it says, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." In the ESV, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." And then I was searching through some other translations of this, because I was like, in some translation it says comforter, but it's actually the King James Version. So I don't know, there might be another one. But the that word there that's used for advocate, helper, and then in other translations, comforter, is this word parakletos. I'm gonna butcher it. I did just butcher it. But it means advocate, helper, and comfort. And it's just another, like, it's a descriptive term for the Holy Spirit that's used here in this, you know, passage. And, you know, when, like, sorry, my notes are not on Mark's thing, so I'm pulling my notes up here. So this scripture, why do I bring this up? Like, the connection between the Holy Spirit as our parakletos and our own comfort. What is that connection? And so there's this line from the book that I was mentioning earlier that cut me and has stuck with me for just years. It says, why would we need to experience the comforter in our lives if our lives are already comfortable? So I'll say that again. I think I messed up. So why would we need to experience the comforter in our lives if our lives are already comfortable? Sorry, I'm just not reading right. So, you know, this should change our thinking because the Holy Spirit is in us, like Mark was saying, like 24/7. And, you know, as I was coming to this new understanding of like the Holy Spirit being in me, like, okay, I have a comforter, an advocate. And basically if I, you know, if I am saying, or if I'm living a comfortable life, if I'm seeking comfort, then I don't, I'm basically saying like, I don't need the Holy Spirit. I don't need a comforter because I'm going to go get comfort in my own ways. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, definitely learning a lot of other things about walking in the Spirit, but like, I just can't help but always think about like, if I don't get out of my comfort zone, then I'm basically saying, you know, I don't need the Holy Spirit. So let me just read this one more quote from the book because he says it better than me. But it says, the truth is that the Spirit of the living God is guaranteed to ask you to go somewhere or do something you wouldn't normally want or choose to do. The Spirit will lead you to the way of the cross as he has led Jesus to the cross. And that is definitely not a safe or pretty or comfortable place to be. The Holy Spirit of God will mold you into the person you were made to be. This often incredibly painful process strips you of selfishness, pride, and fear. And so that's from the book. But, you know, if I'm walking by the Holy Spirit, then I will be led out of my comfort zone. I will, like Mark was saying, get out of the boat. And if I'm not walking by the Spirit, then odds are I'll stay comfortable. And I think one area too specifically that like can be a comfort for us is our daily like and weekly schedules, like these rhythms that we get in, like can become a comfort zone for us. And, you know, Mark's going to talk more about some of the practicals later, but, you know, about like how we can put in our, how we can plan out times where we can get uncomfortable. But when I was thinking about this, I was like, you know, we also can just like follow the Spirit each day in the moment and step out and look for opportunities to glorify God and like step out of our comfort zone. When we think about like, okay, I'm walking with this Spirit that's going to comfort me if I talk to this person who is going to look at me like I'm crazy if I talk to them, you know, like if, you know, we get to let God be our comfort. And that's so encouraging to me. And that's like just very different than setting up my life to just be more comfortable. And yeah, like being uncomfortable, like I give God an opportunity to comfort me and give me power through the Holy Spirit. And so there is one other scripture. I don't really know. I think Mark might end up talking about this, but Acts 9 verse 31, I think is just like so encouraging. It says, so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord And in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. So it's just like so cool to see that they were just walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And it was just part of their life. I don't know, like they were just like walking in the comfort. Although, you know, I know we've been going through the book of Acts, like did not sound like a comfortable time, right? Like lots of persecution, lots of crazy things happening, but like this church multiplied because they were walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, walking in the fear of the Lord. Like, I don't know. I just love that. So I don't know if you were going to talk about John 12, but okay.
Amen. Such good stuff. Thank you, Hannah. And I hope you guys are just encouraged by that, right? That as we step outside of our comfort zone, the Holy Spirit will comfort us, will strengthen us so we can be bold for Jesus in those moments where we know we can't do it on our own. And so I want to talk, we're going to transition here into the how, right? So our why should be, we're doing this for Jesus, to bond with Jesus and please God. But let's start getting into the how. And, you know, like Hannah was mentioning, let's be honest, if we're trying to truly follow Jesus, our lives should be uncomfortable, right? Living a comfortable life and trying to follow Jesus at the same time just does not work. And so uncomfortability, it leads to fruit. It leads to, honestly, fun. It leads to memories. It leads to victories in our faith, especially when we're getting out of our comfort zone with other disciples. It's some of the best times of our faith. And so we want to talk about, man, how can we have these victories together as a ministry, right? And God, as we see him send Jesus, he doesn't send Jesus to live a comfortable life. He sends Jesus to set us an example of a sacrificial life, of a life that was really in step with what God wanted. But what God wanted wasn't always what Jesus wanted, right? We think about Gethsemane, right? When Jesus knows he's going to be crucified and he says to God in prayer, God, take this cup of death away from me. But then he follows that by saying, not my will, but your will be done. Right? So Jesus, again, he exemplifies in this moment, him putting God before his own comfort. And so the real miracles from God, the real works of God are on the other side of our comfort zone, right? They certainly were for Jesus. I think a major primary example being Jesus going to the cross, right? It was uncomfortable for Jesus to do that, but he did it for us, but he also did it for God, right? It was uncomfortable for Jesus to go against the religious leaders of his day. It was uncomfortable for Jesus to do what he did in that time, but he did it. And there's a lot of different ways that he was uncomfortable, but we have to be inspired by his example as we think about how we can follow in his footsteps. So again, our why should be the same as his why, right? Because we're trying to love God and we're trying to love people. And so before I get into some specific practicals of what this can look like for us in campus ministry and just in our day-to-day walks with God, Hannah's going to share another thought in regards to just this idea of how.
Forgot I was coming back so soon, but I'm only going to share a little bit here. But on this topic of like how we can get out of our comfort zone, I think that, you know, something that I was thinking about and reading about was this idea of like us living in a like very consumer driven society. Like in a lot of, you know, the history of the world that we live in, like everything we see and do is often in, like driven by the idea that it has to be customized to like my likes and my desires. And, you know, I spend time on TikTok, not like excessive. I don't know. But like, it's always something, right? Something out there that's going to make my life easier, my life more comfortable. And, you know, I think that sometimes too, like, we can approach a lot of aspects of our life with this consumer mindset. And I think that it would be weird of us to say that, you know, that, I don't know, this couldn't somehow creep into like God and our relationship with God and our relationship with God's church. And, you know, when we allow this like market mindset to influence our spiritual lives or our faith, like, I've just realized, and I was reading about this and I was like, wow, this connection, like, it can really become less about like knowing and serving God or being like Jesus, like Mark was describing, but it can then just become more about like finding a community or group that like serves me and my desires. And, you know, like I said, we're constantly being sold things that are hopefully going to make our lives easier and more comfortable. But like, why wouldn't I think this could impact me spiritually, right, or how I think about my life as a disciple? And there was this other thing I was reading about that I think, you know, Mark was just talking about this, but, you know, if we want to follow Jesus, I'm like, I've got to fight against this mindset. Like, I have to join him at the cross. Like, to follow Jesus is to join like this idea of abandoning this comfort and deciding to endure a life of suffering, really, and a journey that is rejecting those like mindsets of, well, how can I be more comforted, or how can I get these desires of my own? So I just think that that was like an important mindset to go into this how, when Mark's, you know, talking about all these different practicals. It's just, we're going up against a lot. Like, our minds are not trained to naturally do this, which is why it's so cool that we have the Holy Spirit and all those other things about the why that we were talking about. But when we think about this how, it's like, oh, it's tough. Like, everything in the world around us is telling us to not do this, to not get out of our comfort zone.
Amen. So number one way that Jesus calls us out of our comfort zone is in our relationships with each other. That could be relationships with Christians and relationships with non-Christians, right? And so in our relationships, there will be times where God will be calling you out of your comfort zone, right? One way might just be simply in fellowship after church on a Sunday or after a campus event. What's more comfortable is to talk to the people you're already close to, or talk to the people that you're, you know, familiar with, or it's easier to connect, right? But branching out, maybe talking to a new face in the room, or talking to a disciple that you don't talk to a lot, that's intentionally saying, I'm going to step outside my comfort zone to get to know this brother or sister, or get to know this new friend that has come out. It's being uncomfortable in social interactions. Again, not just to say, wow, look at me. It's because Jesus would do that. Jesus looked for the people that needed to be initiated with. Jesus looked for the people that needed encouragement. And it didn't matter who they were, if he knew them or not, his heart was, I want to know them and I want them to know me. And so in our relationships with each other, I want to encourage us to grow in this as a ministry, whether it be at, again, a Friday night Devo or hangout, or whether it be Sunday at church, maybe it's just with a hangout with other disciples, to challenge yourself to branch out in your relationships. You know, and it's okay to have your really close-knit friend group, right? Have that. But don't let that be the only people you talk to at meetings of the body. Amen. And so that is one great way that we can step outside our comfort zones. Also, briefly add on to that, planning dates and going on dates is a great way to do that as well, right? to make a plan, to set up a group date, to make it encouraging and fun, and maybe asking someone that you're not as close to, right? That's a way we can serve God and serve our brothers and sisters by stepping outside of our comfort zone. Number two, sharing vulnerably and openly about the sin and the struggles in your life, right? I don't know about you, but that can be uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be vulnerable. It's uncomfortable to share about our weaknesses, to share about our insecurities, to share about maybe the darker things in our life. But the Bible says to pray for each other and to confess to each other. And so we have to think about, how are we doing with stepping outside of our comfort zone and being real about the sin in our life, but also just day-to-day struggles, things that you just feel like, man, I need encouragement. I need to be transparent with this sister, with this brother, so that they can encourage me. And I guarantee you, if you try to step outside your comfort zone in this way with being vulnerable, that disciple will relate to you, right? They'll probably say, me too, sis, me too, bro. I've been wrestling with that too. And then you can bring each other, point each other back to God. And because you both stepped outside of your comfort zone, now you're encouraged and you're closer to God. But if you don't, you feel like you're alone. You feel like you're the only one going through it. And Satan works through that. And so, you know, accountability, being transparent, confessing, those are ways just in our vulnerability, we have to push ourselves. You know, those are some of the best conversations I've had being a Christian, is when I've fought just to be vulnerable, both about things that have been hard, but also things that have been great that I want to share with people. So make the effort to go after that. Next thing I want to share about is stepping outside of our comfort zone and sharing the gospel and sharing our faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says this: "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, A-O-N-Y-C, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." So we love this scripture. We love that it says that the Spirit gives us power, love, self-control, right? If I was in a room right now, I'd say, hey, raise your hand or shout something if you want power, love, and self-control. Maybe put that in the chat if you want to possess those. But we love that. We want that. We don't like the idea of being timid, right? We don't like the idea of joining with Jesus or joining with, you know, anyone in suffering for the gospel, right? And just to share vulnerably, me and my nature as a person, I am naturally timid. I'm naturally introverted, right? I don't like talking to people. I have friends. I got my people, right? I don't need to talk to new people. That's my nature. I'm good. But I want people to know God. I want people to know the love of God, this life-changing love. And so I talk to people. I talk to strangers. I talk to disciples I'm not close to. I talk to someone new coming out to church, because it's not about me. I'm trying to push through my nature as Mark to be with Jesus and to please Jesus. You know, even last week, as we were getting back out onto campus and having our kickoff week and sharing our faith, getting people to Bible talk, you know, I think this was like my 10th kickoff week that I've been a part of, right? Going out and meeting people. But let me tell you guys, I still felt nervous. I still felt uncomfortable. I still felt like I had to have some really good times with God and train my heart to make those days about loving people and about serving God. And so I'm with you. It is hard to step outside of our comfort zone and share our faith, right? In my nature, I want to be this epic, fearless campus minister, but I have fears. I have doubts I have to bring to God, but I don't want to let those characterize my faith. I don't want to let those characterize how I spend my time on campus. Jesus helps me conquer my fears. And if you let Jesus in and you come to him on the water, he will help you conquer your fears as well if you let him. And so again, with the heart of this scripture, right, it says in the scripture, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, right? We can't be ashamed of the gospel, guys. We can't be caring more about what people are going to think of us when we do extend an invitation. We can't care more about that than caring about their soul. And so how can we do this? Just sharing your faith, honestly, sharing your faith where God has placed you, right? Maybe that's just with classmates. Maybe you've been in a class with someone for a while. You know, a lot of you just started new classes. And maybe there's someone that you feel like, man, I'd love to get to know them more. Or I'd love to invite them to a Friday night. I'd love to invite them to a Sunday, right? That's a moment where you can step outside your comfort zone and just strike up a conversation. Right? We got to get good at this. It doesn't mean the first things out of your mouth should be, I go to church. Do you want to come? Right? Maybe don't start there, but maybe say, hey, how's your day going? How are you enjoying this class? You know, what's your major? Right? Get to know them, but then have your goal in mind of, man, I do want to help this person come to know Jesus. Come to know what I know. So again, maybe it's a classmate. And maybe that's a way you can grow. Maybe it's a coworker that maybe you've worked with for months now, but they still don't know your faith. Those are the moments where Jesus is saying, don't fear. Do not fear, but come to me. Come to me on the water. Share with this person. Don't be ashamed, right? Maybe it is cold contact. Right? Evangelism on your campus. You know, I'm so proud of all of you who have just been on campus, meeting people, going for it. God works through that. That is honestly the reason why the New York City Church of Christ exists, because 18 people came to the city, went on the streets of New York, and went and met some people, right? They got outside their comfort zone. And so we have a church 40 years later, right? And so we have to let God work through us and just having times in our week where we're meeting with other disciples and just saying, I'm just going to get out there and invite some people today. And they might look at me like I'm weird. You know, the other day I went up to a guy, laughed at me and said, I'm a Satanist and walked away. Maybe you're going to get that, right? But don't let that stop you from continuing to share and going out there. You know, I do want to lift up Gigi. It's been so cool seeing Gigi to come to schools that aren't her schools, coming to NYU, coming to Columbia, getting out there in the cold with the time she has in between her classes and going and inviting people, you know, and I see you guys in the comments lifting up other people. That's awesome, right? We got to encourage each other with that. It's hard. It's hard to get out there and to be bold. And we got to help each other have that victory of sharing with the lost on our campuses. Amen. We can do that together. We can make it fun. And we can see lives change when we get out of our comfort zone in that way. Another way, another how we can get outside of our comfort zone is using our gifts for God in a way that serves the campus ministry, that serves the church. You know, maybe that's you getting out of your comfort zone and saying, hey, I'd love to head up this fun activity at our next Sunday service. Or, hey, I'd love to share for communion. Or, hey, it could be anything. Or maybe there's an idea you have for a Friday night event and you want to help plan one of our Friday night campus events. That's a way for you to maybe step outside your comfort zone, to be a part of planning something, maybe even to welcome people to that Friday night when they arrive, right? Just those little things, those little ways that when we just have a heart to serve, to use our passions and our talents for God, he's so glorified in that, and he blesses that. Again, it could be serving the poor. It could be the worship team and praising God. But think about a way, a gift that God has given you that you can step outside your comfort zone more to use for him. It could be a number of different things. And the last scripture, as we close out here, I want to encourage you all with, is in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And as you hear this, just think about God saying this to you. And no matter where you're at or how you're feeling about getting outside your comfort zone. Verse 9, he says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Amen. That is what God is saying to us every day, campus. He's saying, "I am with you wherever you go." Whether that's at home or at work or on campus or with the body, be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you? Guys, Jesus is commanding us to get out of the boat. What is your boat? What are you not stepping out of that you know you need to do? That you know that God is going to bless that decision when you decide, you know what? I need to get over this fear. I need to talk to someone about this fear, right? And just to give you guys some next steps as we want to put this message into practice, just two quick next steps. One, reflect on this message. Reflect on the scriptures and the points that we made and pray for comfort from God, right? Pray for strength from God to give you strength to step outside your comfort zone. And number two, choose one way, just one, that you want to step outside of your comfort zone for God this week or going into next week, right? Choose one way you want to do that for God and share it with someone who's close to you. Share it with someone that can encourage you to do it, that can check in with you about it. And again, that could be sharing with a classmate. It could just be talking to a new face that you see Friday night at All New York Devo, right? Whatever it may be, but decide that one way you want to get out of your comfort zone, share it with someone and go for it. Amen. But we love you guys. We hope this was encouraging tonight. We hope that you learned a lot about the why and the how, and that you can think about how you can put this into practice in your discipleship. Amen.